Or do you want to?
Why don't you just tell me about your family, and then I'll ask you what you didn't tell me.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Uh-huh. It's going.
I'm Leonard. I am 78 years old. I was born in Manti, Utah. I'm the second son of Milton and Rosella. There were eight of us in this family. There were five boys and three girls. And in our home, we didn't have much. We heated the house with old coal stoves, and there was a kitchen stove where Mother did all the cooking. And we seemed to have plenty now. We always raised a good garden and had plenty of vegetables. And they always had plenty of milk. We had two cows, and we'd milk the cows and use that milk, and we'd make butter out of that and make our cheese. We had two horses, and sometimes we had three horses. And we'd hook those on the wagon, and that's where we'd do our work. We'd go down to the field, and we raised our own hay, and we hauled it up into the barn. And when I first started hauling hay with my dad, we didn't have any derrick to load the hay up in the barn. It was always loose hay. You had it with a fork, and Dad, he'd throw the hay up off the wagon to my brother, and my brother would throw it to me, and I'd throw it up in top of the barn. And that's the way we hauled the hay, and we hauled enough hay to feed the horses and the cows through the winter.
Okay, tell me about how long your family has been here in Manti.
Well, Dad was born here in Manti in a house down here. You can see the house where he was born. You
from
can't
here?
See it from here. It sits down farther. But he lived here. Now, I can start with my great-grandfather. My great-grandfather came across the plains with the pioneers. In fact, he was one of the captains there when he came across the plains. He was a captain to a group of wagons. And when they got to the Platte River, the Brigham Young left him there to help ferry the immigrants across the river. Now, he was a carpenter, so when these wagons arrived there, most of them needed repair, and so he repaired the wagons. And this is how they got most of their money was from this repair and then taking them across the river. When they took them across the river, they charged them $3 cash, or if they got flour, it was less, just to show you how precious it was for flour to have something to eat. And then there was a blacksmith there who was fixing the wagons too, and great-grandfather learned to fix these wagons and do this blacksmith work.
Why don't you name great-grandfather?
Great-grandfather, yeah.
What was his name?
Appleton Milo Harmon. And then after they got to Salt Lake, great-grandfather had a sawmill up where the old penitentiary was. Do you know where that was?
Where was it?
It's right up off of 13th East, about 7th or 8th South.
In Salt Lake. House. Oh, in Sugar House, where Sugar House Park is?
Well, it's about over that way, I think, from Sugar House. But
He
had a sawmill there. And then the family owned a whole block downtown. But later in his life, then Brigham Young sent him down to St. George to build that cotton mill down there. Well, he got down there and they built the cotton mill.